It didn't begin with a song of praise. There was a visit from an angel in a moment of ecstatic mystical prayer. With joy, Mary had consented to God's action and presence to bring about new life and a new world through her body and her soul. But then reality's weight bore down on her. She was on the wrong side of all of history's power struggles. A poor, brown-skinned, Jewish, unmarried teenager whose community, and by some accounts, whose fiancé, had rejected her when she got pregnant. I imagine her sick, struggling to nourish her body with food, confused by the familiar friend of her body changing, exhausted and feeling deeply alone. But then she remembered something else the angel had said. He had visited her beloved cousin Elizabeth too some months ago. Maybe a visit to her could help settle her soul. Mary found the energy and hope to travel into the country to see her. She arrived at Elizabeth's home to find all the familiar smells and the warm light and the creature comfort she recognized in this home away from home. Her shoulders finally dropped. She could breathe better. She didn't have to explain to Elizabeth all that she felt and all that was happening. Elizabeth just knew right away by the tone of her voice and greeted her with nothing but love. But then Elizabeth spoke, and perhaps she took Mary off guard. She did not offer her words of compassion and solace as Mary had expected. Instead, she told her, "Blessed are you." We live in a culture now where that word blessed has become a confused hashtag, littering captions of pictures of vacation sunsets and fancy meals on social media. We have understood the result of a blessing, that experience of beautiful joy, but perhaps we have willfully forgotten the process of becoming blessed, which demands our transformation. To be blessed requires letting ourselves be turned on our heads by God's love for the sake of God's realm here and now. Imagine Jacob wrestling the angel for a blessing. This is the same spiritual work Mary is doing at this moment to embrace God's love taking shape in her life. It takes courage and grit and remembering that we are not alone. Elizabeth, 6 months pregnant, also with a little bit of divine help, knew this in her bones. I imagine her seeing Mary's confused face and explaining this blessing to Mary. Perhaps in something like these words from poet Jan Richardson. With every step you take, Mary, this blessing rises up to meet you. It has been waiting long ages for you. Look close, and you can see the layers of it, how it has been fashioned by those who walked this road before you, how it has been created of nothing but their determination and their dreaming, how it has taken its form from an ancient hope that drew them forward and made a way for them when no way could be seen. Look closer, Mary, and you will see this blessing is not finished. You are part of the path that is preparing. You are how this blessing means to be a voice within the wilderness and a welcome for the way. I imagine that when Elizabeth finished speaking, Mary sat quietly and pondered it in her heart, like we have been told she has a habit of doing. I imagine tears that had been held in far too long began to fall in relief. I imagine she felt her ancestors, Hannah, Miriam, two of the women who had walked this road before her, gathering close to her. I imagine she remembered the stories she'd heard countless times of them too, bearing in their bodies God's prophets, God's promises. I imagine she could hear the old hymns they were said to have sung in the cracking old voices of her grandmothers and her aunties. Songs she didn't particularly like, but somehow found comforting now. And then, as though remembering her future from a dream, I imagine she began to sing through her sickness and exhaustion and tears, a new verse to hold those old hymns. I imagine she got up like our soloist just did, steadied by Elizabeth's presence. My soul magnifies my God, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Savior, for you have looked with favor on the lowliness of your servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is your name. Your mercy is for those who fear you, who are in awe of you from generation to generation. You have shown strength with your arm. You have scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. You have brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You have helped your servant Israel in remembrance of your mercy according to the promise you made to our ancestors, to Abraham, to his descendants forever. I imagine Elizabeth knew the tune and joined with her. It was a song made better in harmony. And in singing it, Mary knew again the original joy she felt that night the angel first visited her. She remembered how he had told her she was to be, like her ancestors before her, a God-bearer. A God-bearer. She was to gestate, to form in her very being the powers that would render the great transformation of her life and the world. She was to birth love, to bear love, to raise love into its full power, to fill those who needed filling, and humble those who needed humbling, so that all might be well. On this Sunday, when we sing Mary's joyful song, we remember the particular story of that young, unmarried, brown-skinned, poor Jewish girl who was shunned for her pregnancy. We remember her particular so we can see her today. Too often, we still reject the women who, like her, show up among us. We see their swollen bellies and teenage bodies, and we project moral poverty or religious fundamentalism onto their lives. We see them crossing the borderland in the desert and detain them instead of treating them as refugees. We see them show up at school trying to continue to educate themselves. And the distance from school to prison pipeline too often becomes small. We fail like Mary's community, to see that they too might be God bearers among us. But there is another way. Mary doesn't stay an outcast. Elizabeth sees her blessedness first. She offers her sanctuary for 3 months in her home until Mary knows and remembers her blessedness as clearly as she knows and remembers her own breath. We too have another way possible. We can join the revolution Mary proclaimed when she claimed that she was blessed, because we also can claim the revolutionary potential of each of our bodies and souls to be God bearers. All of our bodies are made to bring love into the world, to bear the blessing of the inevitable and often painful transformation love leaves on our lives. All of our souls are made to magnify the holy. May we be Elizabeths to each other and to the world this Advent season, bearing witness to the love and holiness in each other that we alone cannot see. Look closer, and you will see the blessing is not finished, that you are a part of the path it is preparing, that you are how this blessing means to be a voice within the wilderness and a welcome for the way. And then, may we too join in Mary's song. May it be so.
Amen. Amen.